This is the radio station you've always wanted. The Voice of Sacramento.
In 1914, in Cincinnati, I saw you in my mind. In the Gilded Age, in a gilded cage, you were the last of your kind. Once you darkened the skies above, now I'm mourning like a dove. Why is my spring so silent? Where are the songs we once heard? Why is the sky so empty I could cry? How could this ever have occurred? When did you fall from glory? What if this is the end? Who's left to tell the story? When will I see you again?
Seven. The Voice with the Corner Laughers, brand new music called Martha, Cincinnati, 1914. And all the way from the Bay Area, San Francisco to be exact, I've got Carla Kane. The lead is, I think she's the high priestess. Carla, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty well. That's a delightful sounding song, but the lyrics maybe not so much. What is that song about?
So that song is very sad. It's about the extinction of Martha, the very last passenger pigeon. She went extinct 100 years ago this September.
Oh, wow. So
we kind of have that to commemorate with the song.
Very nice. Now, is this going to be on the upcoming album that you guys are working on?
You know, we put it out with Midsummer as the B-side to that single. We wanted to have something kind of special to go with that. So I'm not really sure what else might become of it. But right now it's kind of been circulating among bird enthusiasts and wildlife conservationists and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
That is very cool. Yeah. Wow. Brief little song from the Corner Laughers. It's very summery sounding. I'm glad to know the backstory behind it. So we have a very special theme today. Why don't you go ahead and elaborate on what we're going to do here for the next hour?
So what we're going to do is we're going to be listening to some songs, some artists that are making music for kids that adults actually can enjoy with the kids. Music that's not really dumbed down or anything. Smart music for smart kids.
I like that. And you know, it honestly, I listen to every one of these songs and every one of them rocks. I would just say, hey, this is music for me too. So you've sent me 18 songs. I think we'll get through as many of them as we can in the hour. What was your motivation for this theme? I'll give the backstory. You emailed me and say, hey, since I don't have a radio show and you do, here's a thought. And then you told me about this concept and I said, hey, you curate it. So what put this bug in your ear anyway?
So, for the past couple years, we've been, Coy and Charlie and I, we've been playing with Allison Faith Levy and her band. She plays for kids. We'll hear something from her soon. And we've actually, as the Corner Laughers, we've been playing quite a few shows at libraries and museums for kids. And since through doing that, we've been meeting a lot of other bands and hearing them. And so we've just kind of gotten familiar with the scene, and it's actually really interesting and really cool.
So there's a whole kids rock scene out there.
There's a whole kids rock scene, and I should say I'm by no means an expert or anything like that. I'm kind of just still learning about it, but yeah, there's tons more stuff out there.
Oh, that's really neat. And of course, every member of the Corner Laughers has children as of this point now. Now I think you're all parents.
Yes.
So that's then true. You have some influence here.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so nice to be able to go see a rock show and bring the kids along.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, some of us guys who don't necessarily have kids at home anymore, but, you know, it's like, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night is kind of a late start for a show. So I imagine kid-friendly music starts earlier as well.
Yeah. I mean, the kids are kind of just an excuse, really. I'd rather spend the day listening to music in a park or a library than a bar in many cases myself. So
exactly. You know, I always say, you know, you meet, well, when you go to bars, you meet drunk people. When you go to libraries, you meet well-read people.
Exactly.
So what are we going to hear first? Let's get right into it.
So this song is called Come to California, and I picked this especially for you because I know you're a California boy too.
Yes.
And this is by a great, great band called The Hip Waiters. They are based in Fairfield, I believe, so kind of in between where we are and where you are.
Okay.
And yeah, they're just really great, kind of new wavy, surfy music. Tons of great songs. It was hard to choose, but I thought you'd like this one a lot.
Sounds good. So here's The Hip Waiters and Come to California.
Explore the seashore and tide pools too. Get your family on the road and leave tonight. Come to California, kids, take this advice. No, no, it's not a TV show, but real life. Come to California, kids, and kick it right.
Seven, The Voice with The Hip Waiters and Come to California, one of Carla's picks. Carla, you know me really well. I love that one.
Oh, good.
Bopping along here in the studio. It's not a pretty thing when I bop, so it's better that we're actually not in the same city right now. So what's next on the list? You've got, gosh, some great choices here.
So next up is a very familiar song to everyone, I'm sure, but it's kind of a special take on it. It's Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Hey now.
By Allison Faith Levy. And as I said, we play in her band, and we're actually playing a free show tomorrow in downtown Redwood City. So that should be a lot of fun. And this is kind of my intro into playing music for kids, because she recorded her album with Alan Clapp at Mystery Lawn, as Corner Laughers also do. And so she actually invited Charlie and I to be on this song. I do backing vocals and Charlie does some of the drums. So it's kind of a Phil Spector-ish version of Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Oh, you know what? I was trying to figure out what the influence was. Absolutely. You'll hear that in like the first 2 seconds of the song.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's Allison Faith Levy with some help from the Corner Laughers, recorded at the Mystery Lawn Studios. Here's Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Drive.
98.7. The Voice with Allison Faith Levy and the very, very well-known Itsy Bitsy Spider. And Carla, there's definitely a wall of sound on that one.
Yeah, the Mystery Lawn sound.
You know, there is a sound. I got an album from them recently, the Paul and John Inner Sunset, and that my first thought with those guys was there's a certain Mystery Lawn sound.
Definitely.
It's just, it's big, it's expansive, and hey, it works on kids' albums. So who is in the band? It's sort of a an all-star band, isn't it?
It is. So obviously Allison, you know, she's the leader, and then often Coy is on bass and me on ukulele and tambourine and backing vocals. And then sometimes she's had a few different kind of guest lead guitarists. Alan used to play with us in that band. And then drum wise, she kind of alternates between Charlie from the Corner Laughers and Andrew Griffin, who I know is a twirl regular.
Yes.
And John Mormon, actually, from the Paul and John that you just mentioned and the Orange Peels. He's going to be playing drums with us tomorrow.
Oh, that's so cool. Hey, while we're at it, I happen to see online that you guys do have sort of a regular upcoming schedule of gigs. What's happening for the Taut Band after tomorrow's gig? What else have you guys got lined up?
With Allison? Let me think. Gosh. We've got one in, I think, September 13th in Foster City, and I think San Francisco in October. So, and she plays solo shows all the time, too, like at schools and things like that.
Okay. So that's good. So we got stuff all the way through the end of the summer, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, into the fall.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
And, yeah, the Corner Laughers are playing a show at the Portola Valley Library, which is down here on the peninsula in September. Beautiful, beautiful place. So that'll be fun for us.
That's really great. Now, is it going to be a standard Corner Laughers show, the Corner Laughers material that we've come to know and love all these years?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because we don't really make, you know, kids music specifically, but kids just seem to respond well to us and like us. So I always tell, you know, the booking people we're not a kids band, but we're really happy to do it. And it's worked out well. And I should say, I mean, kids are perfectly capable of appreciating all kinds of good music. I don't think, you know, sometimes people market like kids versions of the Beatles or something. Just play the kids, the real Beatles.
Exactly. That's so true.
But, yeah, so we just play our normal show. We do try to pick, when we're making set lists, songs that we think, kids would like best, but otherwise, you know, it's us. We're ourselves.
That's excellent. You know, it makes a lot of sense because I had to think back, put myself in those shoes as you were talking. I'm thinking, you know, when I was 10 years old, I was listening to David Bowie. So I guess you can appreciate the adult music.
Yeah, they can definitely appreciate it. But like we were saying, you know, they can't always go out and see it live. So
yeah, really, really good point. So what's next? We have another track that you provided today.
So next up is a song by our good friend Andy Z, and he is Peninsula based down here as well. And Coy and Charlie and I, again, we've been playing with his band, and this is a song, a good song for summer, called Drink More Water. It was actually commissioned by, I forget the agency, one of the county agencies for public health, to encourage kids to drink water instead of, you know, fruit juice and soda. And it has Coy and I doing backing vocals, and there's actually a really fun music video as well.
Very cool. And I actually saw that video, and it is fun. Now, it's kind of a mixed message. We have a drought going on, so I guess it should be drink more water, but not all the water.
Yeah, drink the water. Don't waste the water. How about that?
All right, let's give a listen. Here's Andy Z and Gang and Drink More Water.
I take a sip, I take a sip of cool, clear water. I take another sip, a sip of cool, clear water. I drink a glass, but not too fast, a glass of cool, clear water. I drink it slow, it's best, you know, to sip some cool, clear water. When I'm feeling really thirsty, water just can't be beat. In the morning, in the evening, every day of the week. I feel great from my head to my feet, 'cause water
my body work better. I take a bite, a little bite, a bite of cool, crisp apple, not apple juice. What's the use when I could eat an apple, a nectarine? That would be keen to get myself a bagful. A melon slice is always nice. Some kind of fruit to sample. 'Cause fruit has fiber and a juice anyway, and lots of fiber keeps the doctor away. I'll have a peach or some berries today, 'cause fiber makes my body work better. Now when it's hot, it's really hot, I need to drink more water. 'Cause when I sweat, you can bet, I need a lot more water. Or when I'm out running about, I need to drink more water. Won't overheat, I have a seat and sip some cool, clear water. I drink more water every day of the week, and eat some fruit, it's a healthier treat. And I feel great from my head to my feet. I'm healthy and my body works better. Drink more water.
Drink more water. You know you really ought to. That's Andy Z. Carla, I love that one. I'm thirsty. Just drink. Just listening to it.
I just took a sip myself.
Me too. You know, if more public service announcements sounded like this, I think I'd rather just listen to public service announcements all day.
You know, there's been some on Twirl that are actually really catchy.
Oh, yeah. Which ones do you like? Do any of them stand out?
I'm trying to remember.
I know. I like the cable wrap one. That's an oldie, but a goodie.
Oh, that's a good one. There is one. Oh, shoot. Not the Coast Guard. Well, there's the Coast Guard one. I forget the other one, but I know whenever I hear them, they
there's one. There's one. I forgot the pitcher's name. He was a great. Oh, it was Greg Maddux. I think Greg Maddux is dropping off like pamphlets with the second and third baseman or something like that. It's kind of funny. I forgot what the pamphlets are about, but it's just, you know, the whole education thing. So what's next? We have a great list. I think this is the last one we're going to fit in this hour. What do we have here, Carla?
So this is a song by an artist named Gustafur Yellowgold. And Gustafur Yellowgold is kind of a whole multimedia thing. It's created by this illustrator in, I believe, near Minneapolis. And he does music and animation and books for this whole character. So the character, he's from the sun and he has come to Earth. And it's just great music. I've just kind of started to get into it, and I'm a little bit obsessed with it right now. Sort of a little psychedelic and really nice. And I was actually going to choose a different song by him, but Baby Octavia really loves this one. She always kind of starts to dance when she hears it, so I had to go with that.
Well, you know, you have to do what Octavia wants. You know, she is the future right there.
Exactly. It's the demographic. So,
very, very wise move. So is Gustafur Yellowgold, is that a band name or a person?
Well, that's the kind of his persona.
Okay. Okay.
Character. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. So this is the last song we're going to have for the hour, and then we'll come back with a whole nother half hour of Carla Kane's Tot Rock selection. So here's Gustafur Yellowgold here on Twirl Radio with Four Leaf Clover.
Showers. water, I found the four-leaf clover. It told me all my fortunes. It said my luck's not over.
Something to say? Say it here. Your community voice. The voice of Sacramento. How would you like your own radio station? It exists. It's the voice of Sacramento. Community radio for the greater Sacramento area.
And we're back, 88.7 The Voice, Twirl Radio. I'm Mike Lidskin, and my special guest is Carla Kane of the Corner Laughers. Carla, how you holding up there?
I'm doing great. How are you holding up?
You know, it's so easy to hold up when this music is so great. You've provided kid-friendly, taut rock music, and five songs in, we've got time for as many as we can fit in the next half hour. So what you got next for us?
So next is a song called Loving Kindness by Charity and the Jam Band. They are in San Francisco, and they have Charity does great camps, music camps for kids and classes, and then they do shows. And they have a lot of kind of fun rock songs, but this one is kind of a quiet one. I just think it's so sweet and lovely.
I agree. I heard it and I thought, boy, I would love to have my baby hear this one. So your baby has, and I think everybody else is about to hear it. Here we go.
May I be happy, may I be well, may I be safe and sound. May I be peaceful, may I be at ease, with love in my heart and all around. May you be happy, may you be well, may you be safe and sound. May you be peaceful, may you be at ease, with love in your heart and all around. Well, you can sing your love, and you can dance your love, and you can play your love today, my love. And you can laugh your love, and you can cry your love, and you can walk your love, and you can fly your love all around. All around. May you be happy, may you be well, may you be safe and sound. May you be peaceful, may you be at ease, with love in your heart and all around. Well, you can sit with your love, and you can breathe. Listen to your love, it's in your heart, my love. And you can share your love, and you can shine your love, and you can be your love, and you you can spread your love all around. May we be happy, may we be well, may we be safe and sound. May we be peaceful, may we be at ease, with love in our hearts and all around.
Point seven, The Voice, with Charity and the Jam Band and Loving Kindness. And Carla, if I give out a Twirly Award at the end of the year for sweetest song, I think that might just be it.
You should.
Okay, let me make a note of that. It's totally sweet. Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm just like, welling up here. It's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, she's great.
That's really neat. So I'm really excited to announce, I think I actually talked about last week, but let's talk about it right here. You guys, the Corner Laughers, are going to be right here in the Sacramento area and right here on Twirl in 2 weeks. Let's talk. Let's spill the details here.
Yes, we're very happy to be coming up there. We haven't been there in a long time, as a band at least. I think Charlie's actually up there right now, but that doesn't count. We're playing with Preoccupied Pipers, which I know you've played them on your show before, too.
A little bit, yep.
And the Adrian West Trio. And it's a free, as far as I know, free outdoor show in beautiful downtown Davis. So it should be a lot of fun, all ages. I think it will be nice weather, I hope.
We're going to plan on that. I'm going to go ahead and put in my order now. Sometimes they actually get the order right, sometimes.
Very
cool. Now, what's interesting? You guys have been on my show many times in person, one way or the other, or sometimes pre-recorded. But when you guys have been in the studio here, I've never actually had the four of you in this studio at once.
Today, too. I mean, I think the very first time you interviewed us, we were all there. But it wasn't in the studio.
No, it was at Starbucks.
Yeah.
I had five Corner Laughers because that was during the Angela Casey, transitionary phase.
Yeah, Casey's a probationary internship.
So how were the Corner Laughers hazing rituals? Were they did he pass all those?
Oh, yes. Those are top secret, but he's passed them.
Okay, good. But I think one time, I think the constants, it's always been you and Coy, and I think one time Charlie's been here. And not Casey. Another time Casey's been here, not Charlie. One time we had Willie Wisely sitting in for one of the guys. It's been different combinations there.
Yes, it's, get all of us in the same room. It's just too magical.
Yes. Maybe it's for safety reasons. How sometimes you don't want members of a top secret elite group to all fly on the same plane.
Air Force One, the vice president can't be.
That's right. So I'm curious, I'm just putting it out there, do you think we'll get all four of you in the studio at the same time, or is that just asking too much of the space-time continuum?
I'm hoping so. So we'll see.
That would be nice. Do you think we'll get you for like a good chunk, at least an hour maybe?
I hope so. Okay. I'm planning on it, and I haven't heard otherwise. So.
Well, that works for me.
If we say it on the air, it will be so.
Yes, because we'll have tape and everything like that, or digits or something.
Yes.
Well, cool. So I'm excited. So let's make a date. Listeners, right now, the Corner Laughers on Twirl Radio on Saturday, the 23rd of August. Great way to spend our dog days of summer. Yeah.
Yep.
So I hear a little baby in the background.
Yes, a little baby has just woken up from her nap.
Aww.
To say hi.
Say hi.
Hi, Octavia, and hi, Koi.
Uh-oh.
I think she's enjoying the conversation, but probably, I think that's sort of a cue to get back to the music. I think she's saying, where's the music, Mommy and Daddy?
Yeah, she does that at band practice as well. If we, start fooling around too much, she keeps us on target to keep playing.
Well, it's good to have a taskmaster.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, to keep in line with Octavia's wishes, what should we hear next?
So let's hear a song by the Sugar Plastic called Don't Look Down. And the Sugar Plastic is actually one of my favorite bands. And they're, you know, not typically a band for kids. And they haven't done anything in quite a few years, as far as I know. So I'm kind of hoping by playing this, it will somehow cause them to do more, get back together. But this song is from actually the soundtrack to the Powerpuff Girls, if you remember that cartoon.
Yes. Wow. That's pretty cool. And, you know, by the way, that always does work. I give out a Guilt Twirly Award at the end of every year for, like, I think I call it the Wayback Award, like a band that I liked 10 or 15 years ago that I'm sort of begging on the air to get back together. So on the air appeals sometimes do work.
Yeah, so good.
Okay, so here's the Sugar Plastic on Twirl Radio.
Distress with whiskered traces of my kisses on their faces. The girls have set out once again to remedy this mess. Facts and science, this kangaroo alliance, a pallid pair when everything's at stake. What would they choose if their feet were in my shoes? The likes of Newton, Faraday, von Heisenberg, and Planck. Down, 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 down.
88.7.
Oh, this is terrible. The Powerpuff Girls have been defeated. Huh? What's this? The girls are rising out of the rubble? They're okay? Go, girls, go!
My bad. I should never interfere with the Powerpuff Girls. That's awesome, Carla. The sugar plastic and don't look down. Wow. So that's definitely kid-friendly because it comes from a cartoon. I am here with Carla Kane of the Corner Laughers, Agony Ants, William Clear and the Marvelous Fellas. Let's see, the Alan Clapp Orchestra. What other bands have I left off that you are in currently?
Well, there's Allison Faith Levy's Big Time Tot Rock.
Yes.
And Andy Z and the Andy Land Band. I think that is pretty much it.
Wow, that keeps you busy right there.
Yeah.
So speaking of the Corner Laughers, I know the Corner Laughers are ramping up again, working on an album, maybe some upcoming gigs. So what's happening in Corner Laughers land?
So let's see. Well, so Davis Show is our next show on August 23rd. And we have our new single, Midsummer, which is out right now with Martha that you played at the top of the my segment here. So that's on our website. And we've got a show at the Portola Valley Library on September 21st and at the Starry Plow in Berkeley on September 27th.
Nice. Starry Plow is a wonderful venue. Who else is on that bill?
So that will be with the Orange Peels and the Bye Bye Blackbirds. So,
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh.
Favorites.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I got to get myself down to Berkeley. Yes. That's like the show of the, I guess that would be the Equinox.
Yeah, I think it's a few days after. So it'll, kind of be a autumn celebration.
We'll call it the first big show of the fall.
Yeah, there you go.
That's, oh my gosh, I had no idea that that magnitude of a bill was going to be happening. So Twirl Radio listeners, get yourselves to Berkeley for that show. Oh my gosh, the Orange Peels, the Corner Laughers, and the Bye Bye Blackbirds under one roof again. Wow.
Yep.
Lucky me if I go. That's all I got to say.
I hope you do.
I will. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, that's it's sounding more and more like a date right now.
It's Saturday, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you have to just say, you know, forget that Twirl Radio thing. I got a show to go to. Wow. And of course, we're going to be on the air on FM airwaves coming up pretty soon. It could be around that time or no later than about October 1st. So we're going to have to do some kind of thing with you guys to celebrate that.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll figure out how that is best celebrated. So new album, you guys are working on something now, it sounds like?
Yeah, we're about midway through. It takes a long, long time, but I'm really happy with it so far. So.
Oh, good. I can't even wait. We'll probably have to talk about it in 2 weeks, but I can't even wait to hear what it sounds like. That's just so exciting. I mean, for me and for, you know, many, many people out there that you guys have got another one. It sounds like you're on about a 2-year cycle with albums.
Yeah. Hoping it'll be out before too long. We'll see.
Yeah. That'd be good. Well, if you need to have a place to, you know, sneak preview some of your songs, you know, you've always got a radio home right here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Cool. All right, so what is next on the list, Carla?
So next is a song by a woman named Frances England, which I think that's a great name, by the way.
Yes.
And she is in San Francisco, and the song is called Jacques Cousteau. And I'm always drawn to songs about science or history and stuff like that. So even the title kind of drew me in, but I love the song anyway.
All right, so we'll do a deep dive here with Jacques Cousteau on Twirl Radio.
Jacques Cousteau, what do you know? It was a man out at sea, was a friend to the ocean. Jacques Cousteau, what do you know? It was a man out at sea, was a friend to the ocean. Exploring the world around, and with a movie camera in his hand, branches he found made people's heads spin around. Jacques Cousteau, what do you know? It was a man of the sea, was a friend to the ocean. Jacques Cousteau, what do you know? It was a man of the sea, was a friend to the ocean. The ocean is full of magic and mystery. It's a place we're protected. And the way that we live and the things that we do affect every living creature in the ocean blue. It's true, it's true. We're all connected. Jacques Cousteau, what do you know? He was a man of the sea. He was a friend to the ocean. Jacques Cousteau, what do you know? Jacques Cousteau, what do you know? It was a man of the sea, was a friend to the ocean. Jacques Cousteau, what do you know? It was a man of the sea, was a friend to the ocean. A friend to the ocean. A friend to the ocean.
Twirl Radio. Twirl Radio with... Oh, here we go. I'm out of order here. We played number 8. We played Francis England and Jacques Cousteau. And, of course, all of us Jacques Cousteau fans, you know, I grew up watching his shows. Great to immortalize the guy in song. Carla, nice choice.
Thank you.
So we have just, gosh, probably time for just a couple more songs here. I'm really thrilled that you put this list of kid-friendly rock together for us.
Yeah, it was fun. And like I said, there's so much more out there that, you know, people can explore. And if you see listings for shows for kids at parks or libraries around you, you might want to check them out, because it might be more fun than you expect.
Absolutely. Well, this music has been a blast, and believe me, it's going to get played on my show. You know, some of these other songs we don't have time to get to today. I'll play them on the shows. I could see us doing another segment like this, you know, several months down the road, just to kind of keep the concept alive.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Cool. So what's next, Carla? Let's hear another one.
Well, let's hear a song from the Rubinews, and I don't even know, they really need no introduction, because they're kind of pop legends, so... And they had an album for kids. I think it was maybe 4 years ago. But I think they're one of those bands that kids would just like anyway, because they're just so catchy.
Absolutely. They have a knack for catchy tunes. And, of course, I'll put in my shout out to Tommy Dunbar. He is the songwriter and the guitarist for the band. Lives right here in Sacramento. So you got to love the Sactown connection. So which one did you bring along, Carla?
So this is Earth Number One. Oh, and I have to shout out to Al Chan. And he has one of the cutest dogs I've ever seen.
Oh, yes, indeed. I've seen the pictures of him and his absolutely cute dog on Facebook. Okay, here we go. Here's Earth Number One. We'll be right back, Carla.
We are. alternatives.
Mercury.
Too hot.
Venus.
Foul weather.
Mars.
Nary a drop of water.
Jupiter.
Just a big old ball of gas for you.
Neptune.
Nice place to visit. Not
Uranus.
Don't go there.
Pluto.
You call that a planet?
What about Saturn? Indeed, the Rubin News and Earth Number One. Carla Kane, thank you so much for this whole great set of Tot Rock.
Yes, thank you for having me and playing the song.
Oh, my pleasure. So real quick, we've only got about a minute or so. How can we find out more about the Cornerlaughers and perhaps purchase some of your music?
You can go to www.cornerlaughers.com, or, of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter and iTunes.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm going to ask you the big, bold, controversial question. What's your favorite food?
You know, that's a really tough question, Mike. And
I know you weren't expecting this.
I think at this moment in time, for this summer and spring, I have to say eggplant.
Oh.
Your eggplant phase. And this morning, I went to the farmer's market, and the guy gave me a huge bag of eggplant for free.
Oh, so
it was pretty much the best thing ever.
Yum. Absolutely. And you know what? I'm going to have hopefully some eggplant parmesan on site. We've only got like 30 seconds. What song should we fade out with here?
Let's do another really fun one from Andy Z. It's called Alien Girlfriend.
All right. Here you go. You got it, Carla. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
This is the Voice of Sacramento, community radio for the greater Sacramento area.